Sandra, he did the job that I was supposed to do in trying to wrap up the various presentation. First of all, thanks, Sandra, for the invitation, giving the opportunity. And before I start, you know, you don't know how frightened I was at this table. And remember me the year I was in college here in Cégep Saint-Laurent. Friday morning, I remember I had this philosophy course, and the reading for the following week was a book by Freud. Montreal English. Freud. So at that time, I had other interests than reading Freud. And the following Friday, I ended up in a room where the professor was always taking the same approach. Let's do a circle. We're 21 in the room. I'll sit there. You'll start. Everyone gives us inspiration and reading. And I always sit on the left-hand side saying, you know, I'm going to pick up everything has been saying and everything that everyone has been saying and wrap it up. But I was always worried that he was going to start on the left-hand side, which never happened in that course, but it's starting today. So, yes. I have a secret weapon, Chandra. I brought with me the 2009 summary of last year and what we had provided at key message and recommendation, and they were briefly more resources, paying attention to small older as well as big older, moving from experiment to experiment plot to scale in the field, develop market value chains, have better information sharing that reach the farmers, build the capacity in order to meet the challenges of the future. Don't forget the trade aspect, and obviously health issues are important, particularly malnourishment, nutrition, and obesity. There is a lot of what is here that could be repeated simply this year. But there is some progress, I think. One that I noted is that it seems that we have more resources. There is, you mentioned this in your remarks, Chandra, there is more resources. There is pledges by country and funds. There is some country that are providing some impetus into agricultural activities. The Maputo Declaration is there. Some countries are meeting, depending on how they are calculating. Others are not. And Canada, as the Minister Oda mentioned in her introduction, is providing, I think, a good and, in fact, an important portion of resources to this effort. And with IDRC, we have been launching this global fund on food security research. So there's a little bit more, but for how long and how well these resources will be used, I think, are key things that we have to think as we are progressing on our journey. In the conference over here, I've seen plenty of good stories showing that we are improving. I've seen plenty of excellent presentations saying that we can do better. And I've even seen, you know, in some presentation, some questioning about, you know, we're not really there and we're not making necessarily big progress. And at the face of this, I'm left with the impression that, yes, this is all great and we're making progress, but there's still 1 billion people that are starving and that will go to bed hungry tonight. So, you know, there's a little bit of disconnection, if we want to be serious, between, you know, how we are starting to think vibrantly together and what is the challenge out there. And it's not a new challenge. It's a challenge that has been there for many years. And you're going to ask me, do you have an answer? Absolutely not. Do we have an answer together? Maybe we can start to have some answer. I have some note over here. You know, the fragmentation is not a new problem. Working at the right scale or knowing at which scale you are, knowing the policy landscape. Are we responding to a demand or are we pushing to a new frontier that we think should be looked at because it will be the next thing that will fall on us? I think that we have also to look at how countries take their responsibility seriously. Some presentation mentioned that ultimately it's at the country level that action is taking place. So we need to pay attention also of what is the environment that is conducive to agricultural development, improvement, betterment of farmers and community. And there's many roads and many paths and many ways that have been described. And the private sector is one that, you know, seems to be getting some traction, the public-private partnership. It might be a topic for the future. It's certainly something that has a lot of potential, but needs to be discussed, I think, much more broadly and in depth. But all this, I think, leads me to believe that we start to have, again, some type of excitement. There's a vibrant community, obviously. You're there. You are still there after 2 days of discussion and presentation. There's other in Canada. There's other in the world that are there. With this little increase in resources, this is this time where, you know, we are coming for a third time, and I think we are making some progress. But the real proof in the pudding will be in the making. Do I use the right expression over here? And it will be important in the future as we gather again, I hope, here at McGillis to start to demonstrate concretely activities that are making a difference like we had in some of the session, and that we stick to these agenda, and that we grow, and that we come to a point where we can say, well, it's no more 1 billion, you know, it's 800 million, and then it's 600 million, and it's 400 million, and we're making significant progress. And that's probably one of the key messages, is that we need to continue to build the excitement into what we're doing. We're agent of change in this storyline. And one thing we haven't paid enough attention in this conference, I think, it has been recognized to a certain extent, is the students that are and the young researchers that are in the room that have challenged the statu quo through their question, but also presented some very interesting work on the poster there that I encourage you to look at before you leave. You know, processing of watermelon juice, use of biochar as a fertilization, use of biodiversity in situation of stress. What did I see also? Water filtration technology. That work or doesn't work. And this is the generation that will continue the work that is ongoing and that will lead to what I think many green revolutions. And don't get me wrong, you know, green revolution in some circle is a bad word. Well, in India and in Bangladesh, it made a huge difference, and we learn from this. Do we need a green revolution? No. We need many, many small green revolutions, I think, that we can all participate into in order to make a difference. That's my plea for the future. For the future, just another take-home message, Chandra, the first one being there's excitement, we need to continue. I think that we need to look at private-public partnership, but there's other aspects that I think need to be looked at. Adaptation to climate change with agriculture and how it impacts on food security is an important topic. And I am extremely pleased to bring back home that this conference started to really get good traction, good ground, and the quality of the presentation and its organization I think needs to be mentioned. And I really appreciate the fact that you have tried to bring the nexus between the water and nutrition and health. I would have liked to see a little bit more of the woman into the portrait, but that's coming up. And I want to wish you the best with your Global Food Security Institute. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Jean.